We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every morning I come on the air and talk to you about, you know, the latest story about the hackers and the ransomware and how you can try to prevent that. What we're seeing, if the stories that I'm reading are correct, is a colossal increase of cyber attacks. Many of them can be traced right back to Iran. George Forsman is the executive director of the National Security Policy Center at the University of Virginia. You remember, we've talked to him before, former undersecretary at the Department of Homeland Security and former advisor to Virginia's governors. I'm glad to have you here this morning. So what are you hearing? Are these stories that I'm reading in a lot of the newspapers correct, that Iran has kind of stepped up their cyber attacks against different entities in the U.S.?
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
And I think the reports are correct. And, you know, one of the advantages for many nations is the use of cyber is really below the level of armed conflict in the perception of many people. And so, you know, they can do cyber attacks without necessarily creating a kinetic response in the way that we saw with the killing of General Soleimani.
So we're not going to bomb Tehran because somebody stole money from an American bank.
Well, probably not.
Okay.
But I think what you're beginning to see, John, is in a global environment where the sum total of all of these smaller cyber events, many nations are beginning to say, look, an attack, whether it's kinetic or whether it's cyber, particularly if the second or third order effect results in the loss of life, then nations are going to reserve the right to respond in kind.
Mm-hmm. Are they just hitting government systems trying to, you know, mess with data and the ability of local governments to operate? I mean, I've heard about some private businesses that have been hit, but I can't discern whether that is government to private business or whether it's just the awful hackers out there. And I guess the real concern is, do they hit a dam or an electrical grid and, you know, people start dying in hospitals because, you know, they can't power the place?
Yeah, John, I think what you're seeing is a broad range of attacks, and the Iranian cyber army is more of a hacktivist group. It has a loose affiliation directly with the Iranian government, but their modus operandi has typically been to go after individuals, to go after organizations, particularly private sector organizations that do work for government,
mm-hmm.
To go after government systems. But look, you know, whether it's Iran, China, Russia, or any other state sponsor, or even some of the non-state sponsor groups out there, there are really two ways that they go after it. They go after the operating systems in through websites and a variety of other mechanisms, and they go after the individuals. They look for vulnerabilities in the people that are using those systems. So this is nothing new, any different than in the 1950s with espionage, where they tried to get into facilities, where they tried to turn individuals either intentionally or unintentionally into spies for them. And I think this is just the modern 21st century version of espionage and mischief.
What are we doing to respond to it? Are we launching counterattacks too?
Yeah, John, you know, the United States has made very significant progress, particularly in the last 5 years, the stand up of U.S. Cyber Command, a level of maturity inside both the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, the Justice Department, and specifically the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The U.S. has a layered defensive infrastructure in place, which is designed to minimize the potential for cyber attacks at an individual level, at a corporate level, if you will, on organizations, and from a national perspective, in much the same way that we protect our skies on a day-in and day-out basis from aircraft coming into the United States think of that in the cyber context, but there is no such thing as the perfect perfect defensive system. So, the cyber infrastructure is broad and wide, and it's only as strong as its weakest link. And if the weakest link is a user who responds to a phishing email, then you've created a vulnerability in the system. So, we've made great progress, but we've still got a long ways to go.
Is there any kind of official U.S. government firewall or antivirus yet? I mean, just because we're trying to defend doesn't mean we've come up with a way to really protect, right?
Yeah, John, there is. And there have been a number of systems, the Einstein system and a subsequent series of systems on the civilian side. Obviously, the Defense Department has a series of layered systems. But again, those systems are as good as they are on the day that they're deployed.
Right.
Particularly the Iranian hacker, the Iranian cyber army, they're constantly trying to get around it. And they've been very successful over the years. And I think that part of what you've seen is Iran has chosen not to use kinetic weapons. We should expect that they're going to use cyber technologies either directly or indirectly to wreak havoc inside the United States as we go through a series of negotiations.
Yeah, got to keep our eyes on this because it has the potential to be a huge mess. George Forsman, former Undersecretary of the Department of Homeland Security and Executive Director of the National Security Policy Center at the University of Virginia. Appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We'll come back checking traffic and weather together on News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.